ஆறு காடுகள் கண்ணர்
దృష్టా సంపత్సు విపత్సు సూరయం
विनश्य लिंगस्य गुणप्रवाहो द्रव्यक्रियाकारकचेतनात्मनः
दृष्टासु संपत्सु विपत्सु सूरयो
न विक्रियन्ते मयि बद्ध सौहृदा
भिन्नस्य लिङ्गस्य गुणप्रवाहो द्रव्यक्रियाकारकचेतनात्मनः दृष्टासु संपत्सु विपत्सु सूरयो न विक्रियन्ते मयि बद्ध सुखुधा
द्रव्यक्रियाकारकचेतनात्मनः
संपत्सु विपत्सु सूरयो न विक्रियन्ते मयि बद्धसौकृताः
भिन्नस्य
लिङ्गस्य गुणप्रवाहो द्रव्यक्रियाकारकचेतनात्मनः दृष्टासु संपत्सु विपत्सु सूरयो न विक्रियन्ते मयि बद्ध सौहृदाः
Vinnasya.
Vinnasya.
Different.
Lingasya.
Lingasya.
Of the body.
Guna.
Guna.
Primal's material nature.
Prabaha.
Prabaha. Constant change. Dravya.
Dravya.
Physical elements.
Physical elements.
Kriya.
Kriya.
Activities of the senses.
Activities of the senses.
Karaka.
Karaka.
Demigod.
Demigod.
Chetana.
Chetana.
Mind.
Mind.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Existing out.
Existing out.
Drishtasu.
Drishtasu.
When experienced.
When experienced.
Sampatsu.
Sampatsu.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Vipatsu.
Vipatsu.
Distress.
Distress.
Suraya.
Suraya.
Those who are advanced in knowledge.
Those who are advanced in knowledge.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Vikriyante.
Vikriyante.
Become disturbed.
Disturbed.
Mahi.
Mahi.
Anjumi.
Anjumi.
Bhatta Sauhrada.
Bhatta Sauhrada.
Bound in friendship.
Bound in friendship.
Translation Lord Vishnu told King Prithu Maharaj, King in the constant change of this material world is due to the interaction of three modes of material nature, the five elements, the senses, the demigods, who control the senses as well as the mind, which is agitated by the inner soul. All these taken together comprise the body. Since the spirit soul is completely different from this combination of gross and subtle material elements, my devotee was connected with me in intense friendship and affection, being completely acknowledged, was never agitated by material happiness and distress. Therefore, the question may be raised that if the living entity has to act as a superintendent of the activities of the bodily combination, then how can it be indifferent to the activities of the body? The answer is given here. These activities are completely different from the activities of the spirit soul of the living entity. A good example to be given is connection. A business riding in a motor bus in the car supervises his primary advice to the driver. He knows how much gasoline is used up and he knows everything about the car. But still he is apart from the car and is more concerned with his business. Even riding in the car, he thinks of his business at the office. He has no connection with the car, although he is sitting there. As the businessman is always absorbed in thoughts of his business, so the living entity can be absorbed in thoughts of rendering loving service to the Lord. Then it will be possible to remain separate from the activities of the material body. This position of neutrality can be possible only for a devotee. The word Bandha Sauhrada, bound in friendship, is particularly used here. Dharmis, Gyanis, and Yogis cannot be bound in devotional service. Dharmis fully engage in the activities of the body. Their aim is to keep coming to the body only. Gyanis try to get out of entanglement by philosophical speculation. They have no standing in the liberated position. Because they do not take shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord, they fall down from the exalted position of Brahman realization. Yogis also have a bodily concept of life and think that they can achieve something spiritual by exercising the body through dharana, asana, pranayama, etc. A devotee's position is always transcendental because of his intimate relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, to remain always aloof from actions, reactions of the body, engaging in its real occupation, namely rendering service to the Lord, can be possible only for devotees. Translation. Lord Vishnu told King Prithvi, dear King, the constant change of the material world is due to the interaction of three modes of material nature. The five elements of senses of demigods control the senses as well as the mind, which is agitated by the spirit. So all these taken together compromise the body. Since the spirit soul is completely different from this combination of gross and subtle material elements, my devotee who is connected with me in intense friendship and affection, being completely acknowledged, is never agitated by material happiness and stress. So this is a description of the Atma's relationship with the material body. So under normal cases, there is an agitation of the person because of his misidentification with the body due to ahankara, and therefore the interaction of senses and objects and the relationship created through the devatas creates problems for the living entities. And therefore he experiences happiness and distress, these different types of experience in relation to material objects of this world. So this is the position of living entities, the general position of living entities in this material world. So the purpose of spiritual life is to solve this problem of duality, happiness and distress, because it is an uncomfortable position for the jiva to have these variations of happiness and distress. So there are various methods of doing that, and these methods are recommended in the scripture, but most of them are not final, so they are only steps. So karma yoga is a step, and jnana yoga is a step, and asanga yoga is a step, but they are not the final solution. They're only steps on the path. So in that sense, they are recommended in the scripture for people who are differently qualified. So those people who are least qualified do karma yoga, those who are more qualified do jnana and astanga yoga, and those who are most qualified do bhakti yoga. So if we want this result of complete non-disturbance by the material world, then we cannot go halfway. We cannot just do part of the process. We have to complete the process. So to complete the process, we have to perform bhakti. That is why it is said here that those who are linked to the Lord by great friendship, bhakti, they are free from the disturbances of the material world, and doesn't mention the other processes, even though they are recommended in scripture. So why? It's because they don't complete the process. They are only part of the process. So unless one comes to the final process, one will not solve the problem. So if we do karma yoga, what happens? Karma yoga looks good because we minimize the distress by performance of punyas. What is wrong with that? It is not a complete destruction of distress, because you still have a material body, so you still have to die. And due to karmas, we're not able to predict what the future will be. So we see cases of devatas, and then they fall back to earth, and then they have to suffer again. And as they do their punyas, they can go up to Svargaloka again, but then they fall down again. So again, we're stuck with duality. There is happiness and distress. So even if one goes up to Brahmaloka by the process of karma yoga, still one is subject to death and fall down again. So karma yoga is some sort of adjustment, but it is not complete solution. So if you do jnana, there is a possibility of solution, because one can get liberation. And similarly with yoga, it is possible to get liberation if one performs the process properly. If one does so, yes, one gets free from happiness and distress because one gives up the material body. Liberation means giving up the gross and subtle bodies. So it is possible to do that. Then the objection would be, why do we say here in this verse that only the devotees are free from happiness and distress? So Bhagavan also explains that generally the yogis and the gyanis, if they do not do bhakti also, and they only do jnana or yoga, then they cannot get free from the material world. They do not get real liberation. So they may think they are liberated, but again they will fall into the material world because they do not worship the Lord. So therefore, pure jnana or pure yoga does not work. It is not complete in itself. You must add some bhakti there. So even in the case of the yogi and the jnani, they must also have some sort of bhakti or relationship with the Lord. And that will allow them to get their liberation. Now, these processes are not considered ultimate because they certainly free one from the relative position of happiness and distress in the material world if we get liberation with a little bhakti, but they do not actually give bliss because they give only Brahman realization. So that bliss is not the same as the bliss in the spiritual world. It is compared to a drop of water in the desert, compared to the ocean. So whatever bliss is there is infinitesimal. It may look good because it's so much different from the material world, but it is nothing in comparison to these spirits in the spiritual world. So therefore, it is only partial solution to the problem. So that is why after jnana and yoga, one must do bhakti. And then one will go beyond liberation and achieve service in the spiritual world. So that is the real solution to the problem. So that is why here the Supreme Lord tells Prithu that this is the solution to the problem in the material world. We have to perform bhakti. So here the relationship is Baddha Savrata. In the case of the jnani and the yogi, they do a little bhakti, but it is not Baddha Savrata. They do not have a very strong relationship with the Lord because their interest is liberation, not to serve the Lord. So they just do that bhakti in order to get the liberation. So here Baddha Savrata means actually devotion or bhakti yoga. So the Lord recommends this as the solution. The other advantage of bhakti is that it is easier than jnana and yoga. It does not take such a long time. And it is open for everyone. So people who are in the lower gunas can also practice bhakti. So there's no disqualification for performing bhakti yoga. So that is why the Lord here recommends the process of bhakti for solving this problem of disturbance in the material world. So though the devotee is also in the material world and the jiva is within the body and the material world no longer have effect upon the jiva. And why is that? It's because the jiva does not identify with the material body. The cause of happiness and distress is our identification with the material body. So one who performs bhakti does not identify with the body, he identifies himself with the Supreme Lord. I am the servant of the Lord. So he disregards the material body and he thinks in terms of the Atma. The Lord is spiritual and the jiva is spiritual. So he establishes that relationship and that is his identity. And therefore, his attachment to the body disappears. And so whereas in the material world we are attached to the body, the devotee is attached to the Lord. Baddha Sarvada. He is extremely attached in friendship to the Lord. So in the material world we are attached to the body and therefore we suffer. So in the spiritual world everyone is attached to the Lord. They have no regard for themselves. They can die or whatever, but they want to serve the Supreme Lord. So they will suffer at the expense of the Supreme Lord. If the Lord is happy, they do not care for their own suffering. And so that is their strong relationship or friendship with the Lord. So they have no sense of identifying with the body at all. Whereas in the material world, we are completely identified with the body and therefore we suffer. So by identifying ourselves as a servant of Krishna, we destroy the material identity that is ahankara. So this is the process recommended by the Supreme Lord. We change our identity by the process of bhakti means to engage the senses for the pleasure of Krishna, not for ourselves. So in the material world we create bondage by using our senses for our enjoyment. So in bhakti we don't do that. So therefore there's no bondage created by bhakti.
When does this identity of I and mind is destroyed and how it is destroyed?
In bhava. Through the process of bhakti, as I explained. When we serve the Lord, we don't identify with the body.
Maharaji, like you say, in the Brahmajyoti, there are so many yogis. They fall down because they don't have association there. So my question is, there are so many beings, are they not able to communicate with each other? Like in Brahmajyoti, they are so many souls as spiritual path.
No, they give up all identity. They have no idea of separateness. Only Brahman. Well, Vishnu Chakravarti says if you actually attain liberation, you don't fall. To do that, you also have to practice bhakti. If you don't do that, you don't practice bhakti, you need to do jnana, then you can get to the top of Satguru and you think you're liberated and you fall from that position.
So we have chance again to take up. I think the third endeavor to come up again.
Maybe. Depends.
The next life like that.
Yeah.
And that will take up a key.
Maybe. By association, that can take up the
ग्रंथराशिष्य मन बागधम की
जय
जनसमान महाराज की
जय
जीवंगे से बच्चे रसन स्वरूप पाल की
जय
बागोष वृंदे
तू माले अरे जी तो ना